gosh. Ooh, just your chair is a little creaky there. Hello. Hi, McFaddy.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm just waking up from my nip and nap, to tell you the truth. So I may not be all here today. Not, which is, you know, basically.
Right. So is that in relation to every other week or just 100%?
No, because, it's like, okay. That's called a day that ends in Y in Walnut Hills.
Gotcha. So I don't see any vodka bottles back there.
Excuse me.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm
Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
What's
going on,
guys? You big fat thing, you. Oh, man.
Y'all, he's calling right now, so maybe we should conference him in his new Rivian. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 17th of March, a very greedy day. Still going. I am one of your hosts, the one who, y'all, I'm overprepared. Overprepared. Oh.
Well, there's a first.
I know, Mr. Larry H. Vader spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And with me today, y'all, the air horn doesn't make enough appearances anymore. And with me today, as always, except when it's Daniel Brewer, it's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi, y'all.
Now, I have talked to Big Fatty this week, and we'll get into that. Because he didn't mention it on his little show. And, you know, sometimes that's good. It gives us content. What? Original content.
I don't remember what we talked about.
It involved water.
Ah! Yes.
Yes. Y'all yes. Just, you could see the wheel, like, the gears, like somebody was pushing a little grease in them while he was sitting there.
It was like a water wheel.
Ah.
You can see it start turning.
Right, right.
See what I did there?
Ah, I see what you did there. But yeah, mm-hmm. I have talked to Big Fatty this week, so we'll get into that. But Big Fatty, how was your week? How was your week? Oh, there's more you don't know, but yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see. How was my week? My week was okay. Nice. Nothing terrible.
Well, in this day and age, that's a good thing.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Well, y'all, same here. Mine was, y'all, I had a big project that had to be sent out on Wednesday. And y'all, it was. Everything went fine. Everything was finished on time. Everything was good. That's because I cut some people out of it and just, y'all, powered right through. This is not like something I needed to learn because I learned it many years ago, but y'all, the secret to getting other people to get you things on time is to give them a deadline that's a week before you actually need it from them.
Right.
So even though they're going to be, because you know they're going to be late, y'all, these people act like they are just busy. Busy, 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 busy.
Busy, very busy.
Very busy. But anyway, y'all got everything out on time, and y'all got a little email from the project people. And and they said, Mr. Vader, you know, we took a look at...
Y'all, he is searching that soundboard for something.
Well, it's just I realized that I have something. But it said we took a look at what you sent in, and it's sitting on my desk, and Yeah,
they said that you had the clap.
Basically, they were like, okay. "Mr. Vader, you did a good job." And I said, "Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling."
Almost like I know what I'm doing. So that was my week. But y'all, that was on Wednesday, and so y'all, I got home Wednesday night and started. I got home pretty early because, you know, I was finished. I'd submitted everything.
Yeah, done.
And so I
left. Ready to put your feet up.
I was, but I was also going to the gymnatorium. And so, but I decided traffic was really, really bad. So I said, you know what?
Awful.
I will go home and just have a little snicker. And by snicker, I mean buffet. And then hydrate. And then I will go to the gym about 7:30. Traffic will get better. So, y'all, I started cooking dinner, and everything was fine. And then I went to rinse off a spoon because, y'all, it had, like, tomatoes or something on it. And I didn't want to put it in the dishwasher with all that on it. As I went to rinse it, the water, water said, and, y'all, the water died. And I said, what the hell? And so, but, y'all, it wasn't really off. It was just a low flow. And I said,
you know, you know, we, speaking of low flow.
Correct. So, y'all, the Vader family compound's about as old as I am. So, I identify with that. And I said, you know, like, okay.
You have a low flow as well, right?
I was like, all right. So, y'all, I was annoyed by it because sometimes when that happens, and it's happened a few times, if a water main breaks somewhere and then it decreases pressure, the water's not safe to drink. There's a boil water advisory. And so I was a little annoyed because all I had was LaCroix, basically, and the water that was in my glass. But I went on about my business. And
didn't they used to make Chinese food?
They still do. Yeah, the noodles.
Okay, LaCroix.
Chow mein noodles. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so y'all stopped by the gas station on my way to the gymnatorium and got a big bottle of water because I said, just in case.
Just in case.
Y'all went to the gym. Now, I did not shower at the gym. One, because that's, you know, if it's necessary, that's fine. But, that's weird.
Well, it's a convenience, but not a first preference.
Right, right. And now, if it's 20 degrees outside, I'm going to shower because I'm not going outside in shorts and a t-shirt. But y'all, the weather it's needed some bipolar medicine this week.
Yes.
It was pretty warm on Wednesday night. Anyway, didn't shower. I wasn't too sweaty, but got on home and y'all, still no water. So I'm pacing. And so y'all, I just, out of curiosity, I went out back and,
where the hobos are.
Uh-huh. And turned on my neighbor's hose bib out back that's right next to mine because, you know, the water comes in on a single wall for both of us and then whatever. Right, so turned it on. Y'all, he had water.
Oh.
And I said, well, F me. And so, y'all, I went outside with my flashlight. It's dark at this point. Did all this investigating. Y'all, there were no leaks. There were no leaks. That volume of water, y'all, there would have been a sinkhole or a puddle or something. There were no leaks. So anyway, got up Thursday morning and and called y'all called a plumber and then canceled a plumber and then called Charleston Water. And I said, can y'all just come out? And y'all, the lady on the phone could not have been any more my spirit animal if she had tried.
Oh.
So Miss Sheila, I'm going to tell you saved the day for everyone because she knew what she was doing, which, first and foremost, how rare is that? But she apologized without admitting fault because it really, there was a possibility it was their fault. There was a possibility that they were turning off my neighbor's water and they accidentally turned off mine, which was one option. Or the other was that they had turned off my neighbor's water and because they're terrible, had turned mine off when they were trying to turn theirs back on. So it was one of those two. But y'all, I couldn't get the... There's like I don't know, I'm sure they're the same everywhere, but in the water, on the water meter, there's like there's like a shutoff valve in the box. And so I had tool that you put on that and turn it. Well, y'all, I turned and turned and turned. I could not get it to turn. So she said, we'll send someone out. Well, y'all, it took 3 fucking hours for that guy to get it. But he did. And he, I was actually chatting with extra special Chris. He was in Zurich, and so you know, I heard the water come back on. And so I stuck my head out the door and said, hey, it's on. Thank you. And he said, I'm so sorry. This was my fault. I did it. And I said, I'm not looking to place blame, but thank you. I just appreciate you. You know, this is best case scenario. Because y'all, if you've ever had a leak, especially a leak from the water line to the house, like this was the best case scenario.
Oh, absolutely.
And so y'all, we're talking to each other across the parking lot. And he gets in his truck to fill out a piece of, you know, or sign something off on his iPad. And I'm walking away. And about that time, y'all.
Oh, going back to the soundboard.
Yeah, about that time, y'all, I hear.
Oh!
Y'all, it wasn't really that. But y'all, water launched about 10 feet up into the air from the water meter. Y'all, the shutoff valve, which I couldn't get to turn, had just, it was a rusty mess. And it just exploded.
So, well, it was anticipating Shark Week coming.
Correct.
Up.
Correct. And so y'all, he says, ooh, ooh. And I said, I walked away because I was like, you know what? Whose problem this is not? Mine.
Mr. Vader's.
You know, like that is where paying this $50 a month for water comes in. Anyway. So y'all, he said, look, I am not.
I got to turn it off again.
Well, except he couldn't turn it off because that's what exploded. He said, I'm not a technician. Like, I don't have the tools to fix this. So, y'all, he went down the street and turned off the main for the whole street. And so, y'all, then another, and I will say they made it quick, but another 45 minutes passed before Larry, the technicians in the big bucket truck with all the stuff came out.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all,
well, you know, when you're working on a water main, you need the big bucket truck.
Well, apparently, but y'all, they were out, and y'all, there was a jackhammer involved. I don't even know.
Woo.
But y'all, they got it fixed. They got it fixed. So that was my Thursday. But y'all, I had called Big Fatty because I didn't know until I knew.
Well, he was afraid that he had soiled himself going to.
Yeah, and I was like, I need a shower. Y'all, it was hot on Thursday as well. It's probably, I'd say 80 degrees almost on Thursday.
Yeah, and so, that's probably true.
Yeah, and I had been avoiding turning the air conditioning on. I am no longer avoiding that because, y'all, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be hot.
And the pollen.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm not opening a window. Absolutely not. But y'all, so that was my day, and it was a whole lot of nothing. And as everyone was like, oh, I would give them a piece of my mind. And I was like, look, they handled it well, better than me. You know, accidents happen.
Ooh, thank goodness. That's right. Why we have Shark Week.
Correct. So yeah. Anyway, so that's just what I've been up to. But yeah, now y'all, today as we record, we're recording a little bit early because y'all, I don't know about Big Fatty, but I've been sitting in the house all day waiting on the red rain.
Waiting on the red rain. I think we got maybe a quarter of an inch.
I think here that would be optimistically high.
Well, and that may be optimistic here too.
Yeah. Like it did. It's y'all, all we've been hearing. I don't have this.
First alert weather.
Yeah.
Tornado.
I was looking for the tornado siren, but I don't see one. But y'all, that's all we've been hearing. I mean, and it started drizzling at what, 11:30 this morning? 11,
yes,
maybe.
I just come in from my morning nipple walk, and I heard thunder. And I'm that was perfect timing.
Yeah. And y'all, it scared me a little bit, because when it thundered, I mean, it was severe thunder. But y'all, it thundered once. But anyway, y'all,
there may have been two claps.
Yeah, could have been. But y'all, it did heavy or light. They say moderate rain. It did not moderate rain. If so, it was on the very low side of moderate for maybe 20 minutes. Otherwise, it's just been heavy drizzling to spitting. And so
and it's not doing anything now.
Is it not? Yeah. It wasn't when I came up here. I don't have the blinds open, but yeah. And so y'all, I did all of my errands on Saturday because I thought it was going to be a washout today.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? I don't have a garage. So
no.
If I were to go to the grocerarium, for example,
right?
Like I would have to carry all that shit in through the rain. And so, and it's not far, but you know, like it's also about to close the trunk and all, like all that. You're going to get wet. And I was like, I'll just do it all. So y'all, I even got the car washed. Cause I figured one, the pollen y'all, it coated everything.
Absolutely.
The blue castellator was green. And so, but yeah, got all that cleaned up. And I figured, you know what, if it rains, who cares? Yeah, the car was washed, but like, I mean, just getting wet isn't going to hurt anything. You know, driving right. in the rain would make it dirty. Either way, y'all.
Now, did you go to the car wash that puts the scratches on
no,
the car?
No, I went. Oh, okay. Y'all, so I went to a different one. But anyway, because y'all, I still have the month of whistle. And that is up coming up in the next 5-6 days. So, but that's okay. And you know why it's okay?
Because you're going to cancel it.
Well, that too. Y'all, the big doings are about to start. So, it's Ancient Coal Miners Week this week.
I thought it was Ancient Coal Miners Week.
Not to be confused with Old Coal Miners Week.
No.
Ancient.
Yes.
So you'll be coming next year.
No, it's two more years.
Mm.
No, three more years.
Three. Yeah, it's three more. But yeah, and so y'all have that. And then I fly to Austin for Monday through Friday for work, and then from Austin to Vegas for personal, and then back on a Monday, I'm in town that week. The next week, y'all were having barbecue. And so I found out I had to go to have barbecue.
Have some barbecue.
Which is going to be painful, but whatever. I said sure. So I'm gone for a couple of days for that. And then right after that, y'all, I fly back out to Vegas for the horror event where I'm gone for 10 days.
Ooh.
Y'all, if there was an exhausted sound, I'd play it. But y'all, you know, it. All that's fine. Oh, and when I get back from that on a Tuesday, Nanny Elizabeth and her husband fly into the Hilton Head on Friday. So Dr. Joe and I are going down to stay with them for the weekend. Y'all, we got the tickets for the Jazz Corner for Saturday night, which I know you enjoy, and I'm...
It was very nice.
Yeah, they're having... It's a Ray Charles tribute show. And so we're very excited about that. But y'all, I'm essentially going to be gone more in the next 6 weeks than I will be at home. So, but you know, it messes with your head a little bit. Do y'all ever get like,
yeah.
So yeah. I was like, all right, the deal with that is, and this is a bit of a Vader life lesson. And I'm sure Big Fatty would tell you the same, is that it's very tempting when you're going to be gone for a bunch of time and you're
mm-hmm.
going to be back to just kind of be like, I'll deal with that when I get back. But the truth is mm-hmm. that is the worst thing you could do because you're not going to want to deal with it when you get back and you're going to be busy and when you are home. And so it's this spiral of not being able to keep up and you're always behind. Y'all, for example, next Sunday,
yes.
You think, well, Mr. Vader, you're leaving Monday for a week. Why would you go to the grocery store? But the truth is, y'all, you got to have food if you're coming back on Monday night at 11 p.m.
Right.
Well, and then you go back to work and you're working like a crazy the rest of the week. Like, when are you going to go to the grocery store? So, you know, you need to have a little something in the house because, you know, if you get home and you're starving...
Well, right. You can't do a snacker if you don't have a snicker.
Right. And so, yeah. And the same with laundry and cleaning, y'all. I do not want to come home to a dirty house, period, because it is the most depressing thing ever. So, Y'all,
speaking of that, Hortensia comes on Tuesday. Oh.
So I did a little bit of deep cleaning this morning, did the floors and all that. I don't do those very often because they don't get that dirty. But I scrubbed the wood floors downstairs and, you know, did the carpet and the stairs and the good dusting. It won't be perfect when I leave next week, but I'll vacuum next week. But, you know, I'll come home and it won't be filthy. So did all that. And so, yeah. And, laundry, y'all, I've got a plan for all that. So it's good. It's things are moving right along. So, but y'all, it's just been busy.
Kind of like your colon.
It's something, a little fiber. There's like a little fiber. It's basically giving your home, your life a little
speaking,
fiber.
Speaking of fiber, I don't know if you saw this, but Mrs. La 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 Lauren has, she is drinking some sort of carbonated beverage that induces poop. Well, you know, sometimes they're a little not quite silent, but just as deadly. You know, just a little squeaker, if you will.
Well, that's true.
That's probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm glad to hear Mrs. La 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 Lauren is doing well. You know, worry about her. Worry about the Lala. So, yeah. But you got to be careful with those fiber-tastic beverages. It's almost like eating those diet sugar-free Harambe gummy bears or whatever.
What you need to do is when you're traveling on a plane, buy a bag of those and say to the person, "Would you like some?"
I choose not to. Y'all. This flight situation, y'all, I am going to be sitting in the back of that plane. There's no way around it. And we are, it's 2, 4, it's 6 segments and 3 layovers, 5 United Clubs. Y'all, it's going to be a lot. And so the thing that would make it better is to not be sitting in the back, but that appears to not be an option
in the cards.
Yeah, so maybe on the way, my final leg. So far, that flight's got 3 passengers on it. So there's a pretty good chance I'll get upgraded. But
that'll change.
It'll sell out. It'll sell out, y'all. My other flights are sold.
Just the upgrade seats.
Right. People will buy them. Yep. They'll just come in, buy them with cash. The other flights are basically sold out. So I'll be lucky to get Economy Plus on those flights. And y'all, none of them are, I think the longest one's 3 hours. So it's not like any of them are forever, but it's still, you know, it's a lot of flights and a lot of airports. It's 2, 4, 6. Yeah, 6 airports, right? 12 airports.
Ooh.
Let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Big Fatty just fell into the basement. Hell, this is the game, everyone, where Big Fatty gives me the name of people born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive. And y'all, it's truly a guess because I can't remember this shit, and he really couldn't either unless he were reading it. But then, because he picks random people, I have to tell you who they are so you'll know.
Absolutely. Right. Stephanie Clifford.
Steph Clifford. Y'all, Stephanie Clifford is dead. And y'all, Stephanie Clifford was the half of the founder of the Cliff's Notes series of books.
Oh, right. You know, just she was the shorter of the two founders. Stephanie Clifford, you might know her better as Stormy Daniels, was an American pwn actress and claims to have had an affair with someone.
Oh. Never heard of her. All right.
Katie Ledecky.
Oh, Katie Ledecky. Y'all, she's an athlete, Katie Ledecky. And she's alive. And she was in the Olympics, but was it swimming, diving? It was one of those.
Katie Ledecky is indeed alive, and she has won 9 Olympic gold medals, and she won it in swimming.
So how about that? Huh?
How about that?
You know, I like to look at the hot light A's in their swimsuit.
Bobby Jones.
Oh, God. Dead as a... y'all, I hope he's dead. Not often I say that. I think he's dead. Yeah, he was a far right, very conservative, shall we say, Christian who founded Bob Jones University up here in the upstate of South Kakalaki.
Bobby Jones is indeed dead. He was an American golfer and course designer and held 13 major titles. You may recognize his name if you are taking the highway that goes around Disgusta, Harvard, Georgia. Uh-huh. Have we got time for a couple more?
Absolutely.
All right. That kind of slipped up on me there. Huh. John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh, y'all dead? Yeah, he was a murderer. He was a killer.
John Wayne Gacy is indeed dead. He's an American serial killer who killed 33 young men up there in the Chicago. Ooh. How about that? Ooh. All right, let's just see who we got here next. We have got Patrick Duffy.
Ooh, y'all. I love him, but he looks dead. But he's alive, as far as I know. And y'all, he was an actor. He was in a lot of stuff. My favorite was Friday Night on TGIF on ABC. But also, you'd probably know him better from, you know, being Bobby on Dallas.
Bobby Ewan! Patrick Duffy is indeed alive. And he was also the man from Atlantis. I don't know if you knew that.
Didn't know that.
All right.
Didn't know that.
You did know that?
I did not.
Okay. Kurt Russell.
Ooh. Y'all, I think Kurt Russell is dead. You know, Carrie Russell is his daughter, and I used to think she was just the bee's knees. But Kurt Russell was an actor and I think he was a musician. Wasn't he a musician? I don't remember.
Kurt Russell is alive.
Really?
And he is an American actor with Overboard was one of his
yes.
But, oh yes.
Yeah, I thought he was dead for some reason.
He's not.
I thought that. Huh.
All right. Well, I think that's it.
All right. Y'all, speaking of that's it. Wait, that's the wrong thing. Oh no, I deleted the right thing. Oh no. Okay, well, never mind. Globitus, I haven't heard back from you. So what else was I going to ask you? But anyway,
I don't know.
I don't either. But y'all, I'm excited about all the big new ones coming up. But you know, it is a lot. It's a lot.
A lot.
And y'all trapped.
Well, I know how the ancient coal miners excite you. So
you know what? They're sweet for the most part. They're sweet as can be. And so, because y'all, once you reach the age of about 80, you can be a crotchety old man. But you know, like, someone's helping you change your diaper, so you probably have mellowed out a bit. So.
And you know, if you give them some liquor, you'll be their best friend.
Y'all, they don't drink that much. They don't drink that much. And y'all, Larry Fly will get them drunk real quick, so we have to be careful with that. But yeah, they're coming up. Y'all, as soon as... Y'all, the sun's come out here at the Bader Family
Conference. Yeah, it's out here too.
So as soon as we record this, I guess I'll make sure we're done with all this. And then y'all, I'm going to run out and... You know, I'm going to buy some new clothes. Y'all, I bought some pants, and I really like them. Y'all, they're too long. So I'm going to have to go out and exchange them. I got to go back to the Levi's. So I got to do that.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
The Levi's, huh? I thought that you did most of your clothes shopping somewhere else.
Oh, you're getting me confused with someone else that you know, that you talk to at the end of a bar or something like that. And speaking of y'all, it was St. Patrick's Day over the weekend, and I made the mistake of getting near the event.
Oh.
Not knowing that it was the event. Y'all, it was awful. It was awful.
The traffic.
Yes.
Not the event.
I didn't get to the event. I didn't want to go to the event. I wanted to get some food. So... Yeah, because I was in that area. Anyway. But, yeah. So, yeah. Got to run back to the Levi's and get a little shorter. Y'all, I like the stretchy pants for this. flying. They're not.
Oh, wow.
I don't like to fly in jeans, but you know, I wouldn't be caught dead flying in shorts, so.
No, well, thank goodness. And you know, stretch pants are available at,
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I don't know why that I keep thinking about that.
Hmm. Oh, I know the name of the store. Do you know it?
Is it the Ross Dress for Less?
No. It's a Catherine Stout Shop.
I'm pretty sure they also sell them at Ross Dress for Less.